The Egyptian government is moving to defend its decision to arrest the head of the Muslim Brotherhood. Egyptian interim government spokesperson Ahmad Molasami is denying suggestions that the arrest of Mohamed Badi is politically motivated.
I emphasize that we are against political detentions for any politician, even those with whom we disagree directly. And I can assure all that everybody will find justice in our judiciary.
Badi was arrested in Cairo on Tuesday. He's since been replaced by his deputy, who also has an arrest order out for him. Meanwhile, an Egyptian court is due to review a petition for the release of deposed President Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak is facing a retrial in connection with the deaths of protesters during the 2011 uprising that eventually ended in his ouster. But his lawyer is pressing to try to have Mubarak walk free this weekend, now that he's been cleared of a previous corruption charge. If Mubarak is released, many fear it could lead to further tensions in Egypt. Imad Higab is a political analyst with the Al Aram news organization.
The release of Mubarak might cause some clashes in Egypt, because the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters could make disturbance with this chance. It was reported by the Egyptian Security Department that the Muslim Brotherhood was likely to attack some state institutions in revenge.
In the wake of what's been taking place in Egypt, EU foreign ministers are set to discuss whether to cut off some or all of its billions of euros worth of aid to Egypt. The Obama administration in the United States also reviewing whether to delay or even cancel some or all of its over $1 billion US dollars worth of military aid that it gives to Egypt every year.